Ah. No, por aquí, ven, ven.
Lo saco.
¿Sí? Allá. Lo saca, dice.
Un poquito más, ¿ah?
¿Eh? Pues más. Sí. Y ahí. Listo. Gracias, Kevin.
Código médico, por favor.
Ah, el código.
There was not going to be a show today. As I record this, it is 7 p.m. Sunday, and feeling is slowly coming back to my chest, my neck, and the right side of my face, which is a two-edged sword. This area has been numb. Being numb is an advantage to not feeling the cut across the throat or the two holes in the chest or the scraping and patching of the right side of the mouth. But when I'm going to stop talking about this in a second, I got an important message for you today. It hit me. It was a delayed reaction, but I finally realized what was going on politically. So I've just been devastated all day by the pain. And it was late in the day, and I finally talked my wife into thinking outside the box. I said, let's try two orange pills instead of one. There you go. Let me tell you another secret about the country of Peru. There are certain pharmacies that are small mom and pop operations. I probably shouldn't say this, that stay in business because, well, let's just say that you can get some prescription drugs without a prescription. Let's just say that. Twice a day, I have to have this dressing changed. From the two holes, from the seroma. First of all, from the original drainage tube from the lymph area, and then from the results of the seroma, where the doctor had to poke and drain everything out. So this has to be changed twice a day. That's a real treat. I got out, escaped the Kmart clinic yesterday. The Kmart clinic had no heat. There's no heat in the clinic, and it's winter here, okay? You understand? All the nurses come in with big coats on. Apparently, my room was one of the most rooms favorably positioned in relation to the solar orb known as the sun. And therefore, they didn't mind coming into our room. There's no hot water either at the Kmart clinic. Only in the showers. You could take a shower. I never did. But the bathroom had no hot water in the sink. It's the Kmart clinic. But anyway, Pilar, the nurse, has been coming every day, and she's doing the bandage change. Let's get right to it, shall we? I was sleeping most of the day. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MCTV. I decided I'd just try to sleep most of the day. But besides that, I was watching the news about the strike, the military strike from the West against the East. I'm going to have to talk in some code because I don't know what passes anymore for acceptability in the land of YouTube. So I'm going to call Iran Aunt Irma. Orange Man. Has said for years that Aunt Irma, you cannot have the big bomb because, can you imagine that in the hands of Aunt Irma? And for years, for decades, decades, Aunt Irma has been playing the West. Well, you just saw on Saturday was Iron Teeth and Copper Claws of the westernmost beast of Daniel's prophecy going against the leopardess, and I'll say this once, of Islam. From now on, Islam will be the leopardess, the four-winged leopardess of Daniel's vision in Daniel chapter 7. I have spoke more than anyone I know of in the last 50 years of the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7 being religions, because there are only four major religions in the world: Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity, represented by four beasts that Daniel saw: a lioness, a she-bear, a leopardess, and a monstrous, all feminine monsters, beasts, I should say, the last one being an indistinct monstrous. But in the end, Daniel sees the Western beast, whose description includes the words iron teeth and copper claws, which is the military might and the military capability of the Western world, i.e. the United States. The only thing that the leopardess has going for her is the speed of her spread. This is a religion, and this is the fastest moving religion for some reason. The ideology is grasped onto. I don't know why. But their goal is to take over the world, literally. That's the goal of the leopardess, to take over the world. Just like the failed paper hanger with the mustache. His goal is to take over the world. This is why Aunt Irma, being a part of the leopardess, wanted to build a big boombox, because with a big boombox, she could take over the world. I mean, these are stupid fever dreams of a stupid, stupid nation. Stupid nation. And let me predict to you something to you right now. First of all, you watched the news presentation of Pete Hegseth and the other guy of the operational aspect. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit in awe of the Iron Teeth and the Copper Claws, as terrible as they are. But the coordination, if you find this, you'll find it. Watch the news reporting right afterward. On Sunday morning, this morning as I record, there was a news broadcast from Secretary of Defense and some other guy who described the details of the operation. It was awe-inspiring. Fucking awe-inspiring. And Daniel saw this 4,000 years ago, and I swear to you, it is happening. I knew it was happening. It was happening during Orange Man 1. But little did I realize at the time that this country would be so stupid as to put in an administration that would let Aunt Irma rebuild Big Boom. Never could you imagine anybody could be so stupid. And then give them billions of dollars to do it. It was called the Aunt Irma deal, and it was the stupidest deal ever. It was the Obama guy and the John Kerry guy, and also Clinton was involved, and they just appeased the beast. They appeased the beast. And this is why the beginning of the end could not happen back then, because you had politicians who were not willing to subjugate the East, not for reasons of arrogance, but honestly to protect their people from the leopardess, which wants to spread because it has four wings. Look up Martin, go to YouTube, look up Martin Sender, Four Beasts of Daniel, Chapter 7. No one on the internet has said more about it than I have. And now I will make a prediction to you. I'll say it before it happens. But before I do it, like I said, I tried to sleep all day. No intention that you would have a show today. I absolutely didn't care. Then I took them two orange pills. I took some different kind of kratom, and I woke up, had some weird, weird dreams. And then it just hit me. Oh my God. Iron Teeth and Copper Claws, Orange Man 2. This is it. I thought they had pulled it out by the roots back in 2017, 2018. And the fucking idiot U.S. population voted in the fucking idiot, and the leopardess grew another wing, and Aunt Irma got busy in her kitchen baking cakes, if you catch my drift. So now it became a matter of how long are we going to wait till Aunt Irma has fully baked her cake? How long are we going to wait? How long are we going to flirt with the unthinkable of a rogue nation having the big boom who would be willing to use it tomorrow? Russia has had the big boom for a long time, never used it once. Many nations have the big boom, never used it once. The United States has had the big boom, had to use it twice to end World War II, the Pacific War. The war against Japan, had to use it to save lives. It's terrible. I'm not saying I like all this shit. I'm just saying that this is Eon 3. Hello. This is Eon 3. Hello. This is what we're dealing with. But we are seeing scripture fulfilled in our lifetimes, in front of our eyes on television. Read what the Western Beast is going to do. She's going to stamp out all the religions east of her. Quote, the monstrous stamps out all the religions east of her, and she does so via Iron Teeth and Copper Claws, and you're looking at a U.S. military that is fucking deadly. Fucking immaculately accurate, clean, decisive, fucking destructive force. If you're gonna have destructive force, you might as well do it right. But Aunt Irma is stupid as fuck. Because, again, they're just like the guy, Indiana Jones, the guy at the airport, I've told you many times, who postures, has his little saber, has his ancient mechanisms, and he's going to kill Indy, and Indy takes out a Iron Tooth and Copper Claw, i.e. a gun, and shoots the guy. Okay, that's exactly what's going on here. And Irma will retaliate. What is Orange Man said? If you retaliate, there will be held to pay. And I don't think we have seen the thorough, total subjugation of the East yet that we will see when Aunt Irma retaliates. Their ministers are so stupid. Orange Man is a bully. Yeah, well, he sent you a letter 60 days ago saying, I would love to negotiate with you people. You have to take your little kitchen plans off the table because we can't let you build a big boom. We can't. So let's sit down together. You have 60 days. We'll sit down together. And these people have played games for so long. If you watch the interview of Marco Rubio on Sunday with Maria Bartiromo, if you want the most perfect explanation of how Aunt Irma has jockeyed and faked and talked her way out of negotiations in order to build time, to create time to build big boom, you'll never hear a better explanation of it than that, okay? I'll see if I can link it. I might be able to link that video. I'll try to link the other one too. I'll put two links down here. This you've probably already seen them. The reporting of the chiefs of staff and secretary of state. Anyway, Sandra predicts today Aunt Irma retaliates in some way through her proxies around the world. There would be some terror thing. People will die. It will be awful. Because we're in Eon 3, folks. What else do you want? Eon fucking 3. That's what happens in Eon 3. Man. If I learned a lot about Eon 3 through this whole thing. I didn't realize how bad it was. Even I, Martin Zender, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, did not realize how bad Eon 3 was until I went through this. Now, I've experienced a depth of evil. I mean, I'm already sensitive as hell, already. You already know that I'm sensitive, always have been sensitive. And so some people are just calloused, and they don't care if this world goes on. You know people, Clyde Pilkington is one of them. They hope the eon continues because they think it's such a great eon, and they think it's an eon of grace. It's not. It's an eon of shit that contains a message of grace. Such an important distinction that I will make more in the coming days. But anyway, I have been super sensitized to the degradation of the cross. I've been super sensitized to the evil of the eon. And today, I've been super sensitized to the nature of the political movements. And we are watching right in front of our eyes the fulfillment of Daniel's vision of chapter 7. I've spoken of it more than anyone else on YouTube. And yesterday was a significant fulfillment of that prophecy. More to come, because Aunt Irma has not learned her lesson.